This is David Potten, the retiring chair of Chatterbox, with the annual report on Chatterbox activities for the period from March 2020 to March 2021. This annual report is very unusual. We normally have face-to-face annual general meetings, and many Chatterbox officers usually present their own reports. This time, almost all the reports have been put together in this one single annual report. The only separate report was made by Jane Rose, our treasurer, who told us that the Chatterbox is in a very good financial state at the moment. But this report is the annual report on all the other activities, and it's going to cover the impact of COVID on listeners and volunteers. It's going to present the overall Chatterbox response to the COVID challenge. It'll note the listener reactions to our efforts. We'll report on developments in listener and volunteer numbers. We'll record some of the developments with our technology and property. And we'll summarise some of our other recording activities over the year. Obviously, the last 12 months have been very difficult for everyone. The first COVID lockdown started about a week after the Chatterbox AGM in March 2020. It's been a particularly bad year and very difficult for Chatterbox listeners because COVID has disproportionately affected those with disabilities. It's disproportionately affected older members of the community, and it's particularly hit care home residents. And many of our listeners fall into two or even three of these categories. We don't know how many have had COVID, but we've seen a fall in the number of listeners, and it's hard not to assume that COVID is partly responsible. We must therefore start by offering our sympathy to everyone participating in this meeting or hearing this annual report who has been affected by COVID, whether they or their loved ones have been ill, or if they've suffered isolation or other problems as a result of the pandemic. And our volunteers have obviously been affected as well. We know that at least two of our active volunteers have had COVID, and one was hospitalised and is still suffering from long COVID, although I know he's getting better. Other volunteers may have been ill, and many have had to isolate to protect themselves or members of their family. But at the moment, in March 2021, things are looking brighter. Many of us have been vaccinated, and the numbers of new cases in Norfolk are falling rapidly. So I hope that the new committee, which was elected at the annual meeting, will soon be able to think about a return to Peterson House and a return to weekly production of Chatterbox. So how did Chatterbox react to the 2021 challenge? I would say that they reacted amazingly well. There was an immediate decision to stop using Peterson House to ensure volunteers' safety, but to continue producing Chatterbox every week. And for 11 weeks, the team members put together a weekly podcast, a shorter version of Chatterbox that was available for listeners to hear online, on smart speakers and over the telephone. The podcasts were publicised by Vision Norfolk, by BBC Radio Norfolk and in the Evening News and in the Eastern Daily Press. The sound and the content quality of the podcasts was highly praised by everyone who listened to them. But we found that not many people did listen to them. We realised when we finally got statistics on visitors' numbers, we realised that fewer than 5% of our usual listeners were hearing the podcasts. The Chatterbox committee therefore decided that we should try to resume sending out recordings on memory sticks, but we should still do everything possible to minimise the number of people going to Peterson House. So we continued doing editing, recording and sound editing in volunteers' homes. Efforts were made to upgrade the quality of home recording, and special mentoring was given to readers and provision of microphones were made to readers to improve sound quality. Readers were advised on how to set to emulate a recording studio's insulation. For example, recording under a duvet or in a wardrobe, which is where I'm recording today. But in order to provide memory sticks safely, for the few volunteers who did go to Peterson House, we improved the provision of gloves, hand sanitizer, and cleaning. We decided to spread activities over 3 days, once every 2 weeks, so that only one or two volunteers needed to be in the office at any one time. And often the two volunteers who did go were a couple, who effectively stayed in their own bubble. Thus, on 8th of the June 2020, we resumed sending out Chatterbox once every 2 weeks, usually accompanied by an edition of Norfolk Magazine, Let's Talk, or Chatterround. Only about 10 volunteers have been involved at the office, and no safety issues have been recorded. And at the moment, this process continues. The listeners' response to the resumption of Chatterbox has been fantastic. We get messages from you every time we open the wallets at Peterson House, telling us how much you value Chatterbox and the other recordings. Some of you tell us when they listen and who you listen with. They say that they're able to tell their families what's happening in Norfolk. And the listeners' panel reflect the same views. They said, considering the very challenging times we are in, thank goodness for the advances in technology that allow the Chatterbox team to compile and send out such excellent recordings from their own homes. All involved are to be congratulated. There is nothing but praise all round. Now, to go on to the listeners and volunteers, on the 17th of January 2021, we had 349 listeners on our books, compared with 371 listeners a year before. EDP Norfolk currently has an additional 96 listeners, just three fewer than a year ago. There's also been a small reduction in our number of volunteers, now 89, plus our patron, Pam Peterson. We have four more volunteers in waiting, and another four who've expressed interest in joining Chatterbox. We expect to need many of these volunteers when we return to Peterson House, as some of the volunteers who used to come regularly have told us they will not be able to return. And now we'll move on to technology and property issues. Obviously, the big change in technology for Chatterbox has been the switch from face-to-face work to volunteering at home. Many volunteers have had to learn new computer skills in order to be able to edit and record online. Unfortunately, a side effect has been that many enthusiastic volunteers who do not have the necessary computer equipment or skills have been unable to assist. We look forward to bringing them back on board at Peterson House soon. There's been very little to report on the property front. Fortunately, our tenants have not changed and our rents have been paid promptly. Some minor issues have been addressed, and the values of the property and inventory have been reassessed for insurance purposes. And we've now provided 25 smart speakers to listeners, but we still have plenty more available if new ones are requested. Listening figures using smart speakers increased during lockdown. The commands for Echo Dot users are now simpler, and some of our material is now also available on the Talking Newspaper Federation mobile app. In addition to producing Chatterbox every 2 weeks, we've continued to record Norfolk Magazine and Let's Talk every month, although there has been a delay in the February and March 2021 editions due to a temporary slowdown by Archant, the publishers. But we do expect now to be recording and distributing the delayed editions shortly. The editors of the two magazines are very grateful to all the volunteers who've assisted in recording and sound editing. Some of the usual sound recorders and readers have been unable to help, but again, we look forward to their return when the Peterson House studio can be used. Listener response has been almost unanimously delighted. I say almost because one listener was not very happy with the reading of an article about Cliff Richards. Sadly, even Chatterbox cannot please all our listeners all of the time. And in addition to those recordings, the Chatterbox team have been doing some commercial recordings. They produce the Door to Door magazine for Broadland Housing, and they produce several COVID items for Norfolk County Council and for Norwich City Council. In addition, there were three commercial recordings in the autumn of 2020, TLC magazine, the Vision Norfolk newsletter, and Norwich Citizen magazine. No charge was made for the first three COVID-19 recordings, but nevertheless, the commercial recordings team raised a very impressive £678 over the year. and mention must be made of the 2020 Christmas special that was put together by Tim Edwards and Sam Elmhurst. This was brilliant and received widespread praise. It may have been the best thing that happened this Christmas for many of our listeners. Some certainly listened to it several times. The Chatterbox Committee has been very active over the past 12 months. After one email meeting, the committee met regularly using Zoom, and attendance and participation were excellent. Over the course of the year, four members were co-opted onto the committee: myself, Francis Pierce, Sue Ryan, and Paul White. In addition, a blind listener, Anne Telfer, was invited to attend meetings and as an observer. Two committee members resigned during the year. Terry Wood had to leave for personal reasons soon after the March 2020 AGM. Mike Blythe resigned early in 2021 after very many years on the committee. We will miss him, but we're delighted that he's continuing to chair the listeners' panel. The committee asked me to act as chair as I was not eligible to be elected to the position. They've provided superb support during the year, and Chatterbox listeners and volunteers are very lucky to have such a wonderful team running the charity. And that's about all I have to report. This report was based on longer reports from many of the committee members. If anyone would like a full set of the reports, please send a message to Chatterbox. We can also provide copies of this report if requested. It's probably easiest to leave a message on 01603 765365 or to email contact@cbtn.org.uk if you would like copies. I would personally like to thank many people for their support to Chatterbox over the past year. The volunteers who worked from home and have been willing to come to Peterson House, the listeners who have sent us thanks, stamps and donations, and the committee members who, as I just noted, have done a superb job in keeping Chatterbox operational. It would take too long to name all of them, but nevertheless, from reading the reports by other officers, one name does stand out: Tim Edwards. He's done so much in so many different ways, and the AGM passed a vote of thanks to recognise Tim's contribution. Thank you. I've enjoyed being acting chair of Chatterbox for the last year, and I'm sure that you will have a very good year in future with the new chair, Paul White. Bye.